The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, it is Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Monday. Happy Monday to everyone out there. It's a safe space Monday. We're going to get to some, we're going to vent a little bit, and I want to give some people some time to, you know, get it off your chest a little bit without being judged.
Man.
So before I get to that, though, I just want to say, again, happy Veterans Day to everyone out there. Thank you for your service, and truly appreciate everything y'all done for this country, and it's a few deals going around.
Some Veterans Day deals?
Yeah, man.
Okay,
so
yeah.
A couple things. Starbucks, they giving out free coffee to veterans. If you're a coffee person, go to Starbucks.
Okay.
Get you a free cup of Joe.
All right.
Dunkin' is giving out free donuts.
Donuts plural or donuts singular?
A free donut.
Okay.
A free donut.
It counts.
Hey, they deserve more than that.
Yeah.
But
right.
Get you a free donut at Dunkin'. And free red, white, and blue pancakes at IHOP.
Heck yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, so if you're a pancake person, go to IHOP. A couple more things. They got free wings at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Wait, we get free wings? Not me.
Are you a veteran?
Veteran or what?
Not that type of veteran.
Yeah, yeah.
Might be a fishing veteran.
But vets can get free wings?
Free wings at Buffalo Wild Wings.
You'd love to see it.
They have free meals at Applebee's and Chili's.
All right.
So if you ain't got nothing to do, if you chilling, man, hit them spots up.
Club Applebee's.
So where do you start here? You get breakfast at IHOP, red and white, blue pancakes.
Yeah.
Go ahead and stop by Applebee's or Chili's, right?
For lunch.
For a little lunch, and then go to Dunkin', get a donut.
Yeah.
And get your coffee at Starbucks.
Yeah, man.
There you go. Circle back around to the other Applebee's.
There's your day. There's your day.
Yeah. So I actually found all of these on US Today. So
USA Today.
I want to say they got all type of other places you could go to that's doing stuff like this. So salute to the veterans out there, man.
Absolutely.
All right, so I was thinking, man, I wasn't sure what type of safe space I wanted to do today.
Wait, before you get into the safe space, we got someone on the YouTube claiming Texas Roadhouse got something free, too.
Oh.
All right, I'll do some research.
Okay. I need to, man, if you're a veteran out there, man, give me something from there.
Oh, you're going to be pot-licking off a veteran? Good Lord.
Nah, I'm just playing.
Hey, can you go in there and get me a steak?
Oh, yeah. Oh, well.
Wait, real quick before.
You got to move quick, though, because it says you can dine in and receive a meal voucher today from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. with a former military.
Shoot.
Get to moving.
Hey, you got 33 minutes.
Go!
Get over there. Get! Real quick, why this is on my mind, though. Yesterday, I don't want to out nobody, but I was at NRG Stadium yesterday, and I walked into the media room. and it was somebody over there. I don't even know the person's name,
mm-hmm.
but it's a he, mm-hmm. but he was like, "Hey, bro, can you slide me one of those lunches?"
Wait, what?
I'm like, yeah, I guess so. I'm like, bro.
Well, if he's in the media, he gets a lunch.
No, he was in the media. He just worked there. He worked at the stadium.
Oh. So slide him a lunch then. I'll see that.
I did.
There you go. Easy
like,
money.
I was like, bro, I'm like, you ain't going to get in trouble or nothing, are you? He's like, nah. We could get it, but I just can't physically get it.
What? That sounds like a lie.
So what I did was I walked in, I grabbed one, and I'm like, I'm not really hungry no more, man. Hey, you want this lunch?
Oh, you did the
you
whole.
Did some acting.
I had to do some acting. Okay. I ain't want to get nobody in trouble.
Look at Fig holding it down for the people.
But yeah, salute to that guy for being bold enough to ask me.
Yeah.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
But yeah, man. So I was thinking. I'm not sure what type of safe space I wanted to do today.
Mm-hmm.
I plan on doing a hear me out safe space.
Okay.
But I think I'm gonna save it to next week because okay. I feel like we need a safe space for the Texans, man. Because it was a bad loss. I gotta play my music real quick, man. where my safe space music? There.
All right.
I feel like we need to get it off our chest, man. I know we've been doing it all day today as far as like being honest mm-hmm. about how we feel about the Texans, but I feel like we really need to be honest. Like, how do we really feel in our hearts? Because we do this often. We talk to the people over the air and all that stuff,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes we be in the breaks and we be like, man, I think they gonna get their ass handed to us this weekend.
I think we try to be pretty honest, though.
Yeah, we do. I think we do a good job. But, like, I want to know how y'all really feel about the Texans right now, sitting at 6-4. Y'all can text in. Hell, call in. Tell me how you honestly feel about this team, man.
713-572-4610.
Yeah, it's crazy because after last night, I actually cut the TV off after they lost.
Mm-hmm.
And I just sat there a little bit.
Oh, yeah. That's tough.
And I was like, man, like to me, it felt like I'm watching the same team from last year.
So that's a safe space for you to say that.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, like, no. I don't want to get judged or attacked. I feel like I'm watching the same team from last year. And last year was a little bit different because they didn't have all the weapons.
Mm-hmm.
And CJ Stroud was a rookie. But I feel like I'm watching the same exact team. The Texans that beat the teams they supposed to beat. Maybe lose to one of the teams they're supposed to beat. And then just get beat up by like a legit good team, man. It felt like I'm watching the same exact team from last year, and they have the same exact record from last year too right now.
Yeah
From the 281 on the 5-Hour Energy fan line, they said, I'm already tired of this players coach nice attitude. Ooh, okay. All right. From the 713, AFC South champs, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Fig, I think I'm in that same place with you where it feels like, all right, this is a team that's just not quite yet ready
mm-hmm.
for the, you know, contender jump. But the problem with that thought is you put in to try and get yourself to that place. So that's the internal like tension that I feel is like, all right, they're not ready yet, but you tried to push your chips in to get to that place where you're ready. And if you're not there, is the revamping that you're going to need to do going to pull you away from that? Because we talked a lot about the offensive line, and it's starting to feel like that's going to need a revamp.
Oh, yeah. And we sure will talk about that. But in terms of like how I feel, and again, gonna weigh in 713-572-4610 with where you are with this squad now. Here's where I feel. I feel like it's gonna they after last night, it's reached a point where it's gonna take a lot for fans to get back to that level they were at. You know, coming into the year, maybe early in the year when they, you know, started out winning and beat Buffalo and all that stuff. I think it's going to take a we're scarred. You know, fans are scarred from years of this. And I think we've reached the point after last night when you had a chance and should have won that game where fans are just, it's going to be a long time this year. Maybe not even until after the bye week.
Yes, 713-572-4610. Let's go to the phone line real quick. Hey, what's up, man? How you feeling about the Texans?
Yeah, I just the second half is killing me. Like every game, the second half, the offense can't do anything, and it's. I was sitting there with my wife and my kids watching the game last night. And after the second half, I said, yeah, but they're not going to be able to score in the second half. And sure enough, we couldn't score a single point in the second half. And there's something wrong with the offense in the second half.
Sorry about that, brother, man. It's cool. This is a safe space for you, man.
Safe space.
We will not judge you, man.
No, we will not. Also, remember that the defense kind of wore down, too. That was one of the things that was frustrating, too, because they were on their P's and Q's in the first half, tackling, not biting on play action. Defense was looking really good, and then the Lions just got to the point where they were like, oh, we can big boy you. We can weight room you, and that was frustrating.
There were some injuries that were weighing in, but to his point, four straight games without an offensive touchdown in the second half.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Another thing that's kind of bothered me a little bit too, man, and don't get me wrong, I love D'Amico Ryans. I think this was the a great hire. But in the back of my mind, I started thinking a little bit about the whole defensive coordinator being the head coach.
Mm-hmm.
I started thinking about that part of it where I'm like, man, maybe I wonder how it would have been if they had an offensive coordinator. Offensive head coach. Because this, I mean, right now, clearly Bobby Slowick is, I would say, one of the issues. I ain't going to put the blame on him, everything on him.
Mm-hmm.
But that's going to be a reoccurring thing eventually. Like, we can move on from Bobby Slowick. Let's say we move on from Bobby Slowick, get somebody else in there, and they actually do a good job. That's a good thing, but it's going to be a reoccurring thing as long as D'Amico Ryans is the head coach, right?
Ooh, 832 comes in and says, I'm worried the Texans have been successful in building a culture that doesn't win.
Well, I don't think...
That's interesting.
That's an interesting question, but
I think there's subcultures within the culture.
That's a better way to put it than I was going to be. I think the culture is a winning culture. I think there are players who do not buy into that culture completely.
Whoa,
you good?
Yeah.
Do you need a lozenge?
Yeah.
I'm going to sound nasty.
Titus.
You sure?
Yeah, I think I'm good.
My throat's starting to hurt a little bit. Titus.
Okay, I might have to give y'all some lozenges. I got some good ones because those don't sound like good calls. So I feel like y'all need a little help. Somebody said we need a Buddy Ryan, Kevin Gilbride moment. Okay, all right.
Throwing hands on the sideline.
Look,
man,
I don't think that fits in with the positivity that D'Amico Ryan always comes with. But you know what? It's supposed to be a safe space, so yeah. I will make sure that it's there. Man, there's a lot of text. Y'all are really appreciating the safe space.
I love this one. The first thing I thought of was Daryl Morey lying to Tillman, telling him, you know, we actually won.
There's somebody over there actually saying that.
You know,
man.
I don't think
they're that bold,
right? The analytics say we actually
won
the game. Oh, well, then everything's fine.
Oh, my gosh. My thoughts are they're a good team and have the talent to beat the best, but the coaching and operation has not been smooth, offensive line coach in particular. Ooh, perception can change fast if we beat the Ravens or Chiefs or take one of those games. Well, that was the conversation heading into this one, wasn't it, right? Perception could change fast if you win against the Lions.
I think the perception has changed on this team. That's my admission. I think the fans are already like, yeah, same old Texans. How many times have you seen that overnight?
Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah.
Same old Texans.
Seen it today.
And I thought the last thing this would be the same old Texans.
Yeah.
I'm not even there yet. But
it's all over.
It's all over, man. Mm-hmm. I don't disagree with it. But, hopefully y'all feel safe right now. because
maybe
I
maybe not too safe because the 281 said Bill O'Brien did the same amount with less.
Oh man,
that's a little too safe.
Oh, that hurts.
Oh, we need to make this a little less safe.
Come on, man.
I think the space is too safe now.
All right. Well, this guy on social media thought it was a safe space on Al Gore's internet. So I'm gonna kind of walk you through what happened on Twitter, man. So it was a guy. I guess he thought he felt good by tweeting this. Just touched down in KC. I'm about to meet my daughter. So the first thing people thought, oh wow, oh really? Okay. He put the little crying emoji a little bit, like mm-hmm. he was super nervous.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was like, oh okay, that's good, man. That's good. His following tweeting, retweeting that tweet, a picture of his daughter standing next to his daughter. His daughter, beautiful girl, looked like she about 11 years old or something like that.
Oh, that's lovely.
I feel like another shoe is about to drop.
This is just a nice story.
I'm sure. That's what I thought. I'm thinking like, oh, that's awesome.
Nothing bad can happen now.
Yeah.
So somebody tweeted him and said, wow, bro, you had no clue you had her out here?
He
responded, I knew, bro. I let me and her mom's situation interfere with me being there for her.
Oh, and you about to turn into persona non grata.
Nah. I'll give you the updates or I'll give you the details on it next time I talk to you because it's too crazy and long of a story to tell on here. Well, the internet tore his ass up.
Yeah,
another
man.
Deadbeat.
Yeah.
You P.O.S.
Yeah. Mm.
So it went bad for my man.
See?
It went from heartwarming to...
Yeah. And look, it had me too. And look, I don't know the situation. And I didn't want to judge the guy because he didn't really tell what happened. He shouldn't have told
none of it. As soon as the question came up, that is when you go to text messages or at least DMs.
Yeah.
He should have kept his mouth shut, man.
Yes, he should.
So
have.
People started digging up old tweets talking about.
Oh, no. They went into the Wayback Machine.
Yeah. They went back to 2011 and it brought up a tweet of him talking about, I can't wait to have a daughter.
Oh.
And apparently he could wait to have a daughter all the way till 2024.
Yeah.
Yeah, people started bringing up Will Smith's dad from The Fresh Prince.
Oh, no.
Showing him Uncle Luke.
It just happened.
I don't know. It just happened.
Oh man.
So it went totally bad. The people were still harassing this guy. And I don't even know who's right or wrong in this situation.
Yeah, but he made it sound like, hey, I'm about to meet my daughter.
He was meeting his daughter.
he made it seem like he didn't even know he had a daughter.
Exactly.
And he was going to Kansas City to meet his daughter for the first time.
Yeah.
And he should not have said,
nope.
Oh, I knew about her. But me and the baby mom just had some issues. So now, 11 years later, I'm meeting my daughter.
Man, that's tough.
They tearing his ass
up. That is
man.
Tough. So, I mean, and not to say that people are right for doing it, but you got to know that people were going to do it, my man. You got to keep that one to your lonesome.
Yeah, man. It was not a safe space for him, man.
It was not.
Yeah, they threw the cover back and aired him out, man.
Yeah, the internet very rarely is a safe space if we're going to be completely honest. So keep your head on a swivel.
Yeah,
is what I would say.
Mm. Yep. Mm-mm. Salute to everybody involved.
Yep, that's tough. That is tough. All right, but specifically salute to the veterans on a Veterans Day. There's a Veterans Day edition of Figgy's Mixtape. You can catch that every weekday, 1:20 p.m. here on In the Loop. Coming up next, we're getting ready to hand it off to the Drive. Clinton Ron getting ready to talk more about this Texans defeat to the Lions. But before we get there, was there anything else that we felt like was exposed in this measuring stick contest versus the Lions? 713-572-4610. We'll discuss it next.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.